could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ads 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Zambia reports decline in HIV prevalence rate. Government denies liability in 1.5 million kwacha assault claim by Lusaka businesswoman over alleged police stray bullet. In global news, Total faces war crimes allegations over Mozambique massacre. Good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwenga with the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. The Zambia Demographic Health Survey 2024 final report has revealed a noticeable decline in the country's HIV prevalence rate, currently standing at 8.7% from 11.1% recorded in 2018. According to the report, Lusaka province has the highest HIV prevalence rate at 12.1%, followed by the Kopobo province at 11.6% and Western province at 10.6%. The survey also showed a reduction in prevalence levels among women from 14.2% to 11.1% and among men from 11.1% to 8.7% between 2018 and 2024. Additionally, the report highlights a decrease in stunted levels among children under the age of 5 years from 35% in 2018 to 32% in 2024. Speaking at the launch of the report in Lusaka this morning, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbe Komsokotwane emphasized the need for data on Zambia's employment status, citing concerns that despite economic growth of over 5%, many citizens remain unemployed.
Every single year, the economy has grown at a decent rate of 4 to 5%. But we know that people are being left behind because they can't get jobs, they can't find their feet in business. And what this government has said is that there are mechanisms in place to support those who are left behind. Cabinet wants to know the impact that is being created on employment. Every month we have a number of statistics that come out that thinks for the young people the most important thing that they want to know is how many jobs are being created.
At the same event, United Nations Resident Coordinator in Zambia, Beatrice Mutali, in a speech read for her by head of the Office of the President Coordinator, Martha Haipinge, noted the importance of utilizing the survey data to address development gaps in the country.
The growing use of geospatial information, digitized administrative system, and modern survey methodologies is helping countries generate more accurate and comprehensive evidence. Where gaps exist and what interventions are required to ensure that no one is left behind. Recent humanitarian challenges across the region, including diseases outbreak, climate-related shocks, and population migration, have also demonstrated the importance of reliable data. Effective response does so depends on early warning systems and on the capacity to identify who's affected, where support is required, and which services are most urgently needed.
Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has denied allegations before the Lusaka High Court in which Lusaka businesswoman Maureen Mwape has sued government and the Zambia police seeking 1.5 million kwacha in compensation for assault occasioning actual bodily harm. The lawsuit stems from an incident on 14th July 2024 in which Ms. Mwape alleges a bullet discharged from an AK-47 held by a police officer struck her at her home in Kanyama. The Attorney General explains in his reply that checks carried out on the day of the incident established there were no reports of expended ammunition at Kanyama Police Station and no records of any AK-47 discharge by police officers. He adds that the state responded to Ms. Mabe's claims through formal channels, including a written reply dated 4th November, and denies each and every allegation set out in the statement of claim. Ms. Mwape's statement of claim alleges that on 13th July 2024, a stray bullet penetrated her lower right abdomen, causing severe injuries that required emergency treatment at Kanyama Level 1 Hospital and referral to the University Teaching Hospital, where the pallet was surgically removed about 15 hours after the shooting. She claims she extracted... She claims the extracted pellet is in her custody and that she has suffered physical trauma, psychological distress, and loss of income from a trading business that generated monthly profits of about 19,000 kwacha prior to the incident. In more news, hundreds of farmers in Kabwe District have started flocking commercial banks to collect payments for maize supplied to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in the 2025 crop marketing season. The farmers have, however, expressed frustration with the slow pace of the payment process, with banks only paying until 14 hours, a situation they say is limiting access to their payments. The farmers are urging government and banks to speed up the payment process, citing difficulties in accessing their payments. The farmers also want government and banks to address their concerns by extending payment hours and increase payment points to ensure a smooth process.
Ero kabiri mmone shine mpiesho tuwefo kupera hawa ngombe infura nayo ile eloka so nga tuachero ama series leo tuwefo wa efobantu ma 7 leo tuwapo kereko ama 7 series yena yalefo wa ikainoshita na ya biyaro.
In another story, government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening its Obstacle Limitation Surfaces, OLS, framework oversight system in line with Amendment 18 to support safer airport expansion and economic growth driven by aviation. Speaking during the official opening of the Obstacle Limitation Services workshop in Lusaka today, Director in the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, Paul Mulola, said Amendment 18 emphasizes the adoption of integrated planning mechanisms that allow for continuous obstacle monitoring, enforcement mechanisms when obstacles present hazards, and clear approval processes for developments near aerodromes. Mr. Mulola stated that Zambia, like many African states, faces an increasingly complex environment due to expanding urban development, road networks, energy transmission lines, telecommunication masts, and other infrastructure, which requires continuous maintenance to protect navigable airspace.
It is for this reason that the government continues to prioritize the growth reforms that fully align our cities with international standards. Distinguished participants, invited guests, Amendment 18 to Annex 14 is one of the most significant updates in recent years. It represents a shift from the purely domestic approach to one that involves performance-based and risk-involved.
And Civil Aviation Authority Director, Aerodrome Safety and Security, Nathan Kaluba, who spoke on behalf of Authority Director, Captain Derek Luembe, said Zambia is upgrading its technical tools, strengthening its regulatory framework, and investing in staff capacity building to improve efficiency in the aviation sector.
As regulators and operators of the island, we must acknowledge that also the traffic analysis, obstacle evaluation, and terrain modeling and airspace design have become increasingly technical disciplines. They require a number of aspects that need to be put into place. By attending this workshop, each participant is one step towards becoming part of the next generation of obstacle living traffic and aerodrome safety specialists across our African region.
Meanwhile, International Civil Aviation Organization representative Elisha Omuya expressed optimism that the workshop would enhance timely implementation of provisions, introducing a new performance-based approach to obstacle levitation services. In global stories, a French energy company is facing war crimes allegations, which it denies, over a massacre near its multi-billion-dollar international gas project in northern Mozambique in 2020.